globale Dialoge.
Sehr Adelhoe, Mujeres en Onda, Meiter in der Luft,
Radio No, Nanoko,
Donne in Aria,
Women on Air.
Jeden Dienstag von 13 bis 14 Uhr auf Orange 94.0.
Immer abrufbar auf www.noso.at.
Nahitaji kukua kwanza uwe na mume, utambe na uringe, nami niwe na mke ili unichue.
In urban farming, you have to utilize the little space you have because you don't need the ground to plant.
Hello and karibuni sana to today's show of Women on Air, Global Dialogues, about urban farming and food security in Nairobi's informal settlements. Nairobi, the bustling economic center of East Africa, faces, like many other African cities, rapid urbanization. The ongoing expansion of urban areas, especially informal settlements, poses a severe challenge to food security, for its about 3.7 million inhabitants. One estimate suggests that about 38% of the city's population suffer from chronic food insecurity. In order to deal with those difficulties, governmental institutions as well as other NGOs try to find innovative ways of growing food in areas where space is usually very limited. Vertical gardens, also known as sack gardens, are one possible solution. In the following 15 minutes, you will hear Musa Juma, a private consultant in urban farming and former community mobilizer of Solidarité International, talking about urban farming in Nairobi, its challenges and future. Furthermore, Alfred Mbagabwa, an inhabitant of Kibera, one of Nairobi's best-known informal settlements, will share his experiences as an urban farmer. My name is Katharina Eichinger and I will lead you through the show. Walking through Nairobi's biggest informal settlement, Kibera, an attentive observer will be surprised. Agriculture in such a densely populated area, is that really possible? And yes, it is. A chicken house in the backyard of a small hut, different vegetables growing in narrow passages, the inhabitants of Kibera find creative ways of growing their own food. Urban farming seems to be the new trend when it comes to the sustainable development of cities. But what is so special about this new source of hope?
In urban farming, you have to utilize the little space you have because you don't need the ground to plant. You can use a sack container gardening. You can also use the wall hangings. You can use this concrete wall, you can make it a farm by planting your vegetables in the container and then you hang them on. Also, you can use the rooftops. You can hang your gardens on the gutters because with urban farming, the difference is that we need no space.
Solidarité International, a French NGO, was one of the first organizations which recognized the potential of urban farming to contribute to food security in the informal settlements of Nairobi. Since 1980, its programs have provided aid to victims of armed conflicts and natural disasters. Currently, Solidarité International is present in more than 15 countries in Africa, Asia and the Caribbean.
In Nairobi, Solidarité started this kind of urban farming in 2007 after crisis, post-election crisis, and has been operating in Marsabit District, Turkana Central District and in in the Nairobi formal settlement like Kibera, Kiambu, Mathare and Mukuru. And so far, Solidarities has assisted more than 152,000 households in Kenya. Also, they have more activities like sack gardening, poultry farming, and greenhouse activities.
Considering the limited space in informal settlements, sack gardens represent a very efficient solution. Sacks filled with manure, soil and small stones that enable water to drain can be put in any corner that is free. From the tops and sides of these sacks, the urban farmers are then able to grow vegetables, like for instance sukumawiki, which is a type of kale. Apart from the uncomplicated maintenance, the durability of the sacks is another big advantage.
As long as that sack is still intact, the sack can stay a maximum of 1 year. If you continue watering the sack, it will stay for more than 1 year. But if you don't water that sack continuously, it will get torn out because of the sun scorch.
There are many different ways of getting organic fertilizers. Alfred, one of the many urban farmers in Kibera, explains his methods.
In fact, to get the organic material, you must buy. That is the first place, you must buy. Unless, that is why I decided to make rubbish to get organic fertilizer. That is the fertilizer from rubbish, and then I place on my sukuma wiki. And then the bed size, I can improvise mine, as I was taught by Solidarity. There are various ways of making our own pesticides. But sometimes to get the materials locally, you must buy the materials and then you make your best pesticides. Mm-hmm. Garlic, soap, and then kitungu saumu with onion. And then you crush them, you mix them, then you mix with the small soap.
Some urban farmers produce enough vegetables to sell in their communities. Others, like Alfred, use the harvest to supplement the diet of their families or to feed their animals. In that case, a sustainable circle of food production develops.
I don't sell. I use them for my own family and the rabbits. The rabbits feed on the vegetables, so it's a matter of supplement the rabbits. I take the vegetables and I give them, and then for my own use.
However, the benefits of urban farming are more diverse than just income generation and contribution to food security. A more diverse diet, mitigation of environmental as well as hygienic issues, and the empowerment of urban dwellers are some of the other benefits.
Solidarity is used to work with the local government to ask for permission to reclaim the dump site so that the beneficiaries should put their sacks there. By reclaiming that area, you find that they create cleanliness within that area, and also the beautification of the environment. You find that if your garden is here, you have to make this area clean, and also training them on hygiene. Yeah, because you can't just take the soapy water from your house and pour it in your garden. So you find that on hygienic part, the urban farming promoted a lot. And also you find for food security, you find that at least by the time Solidarity is left, 80% of these beneficiaries were using vegetable from their garden. And also they were saving between 400 to 800 per month.
Despite the diverse advantages of urban farming, it took some time to convince the inhabitants of Kibera to engage in agricultural activities and to see the benefits that come with it.
It was a big challenge for us to make them accept that project, because you tell someone we want you to plant vegetable in a sack, they will ask you how can a vegetable be planted in a sack. So you have to try, like I can give it from my example. I was the difficult beneficiary for Solidarité to train me, because I used to rear chickens. Then the former Solidarité's mobilizers came to me, tried to train me how to put up the sacks. I told them I don't have time, and there's no way how vegetable can grow in the sack. I don't have space, I don't have time. But they put more pressure on me. Then I decided that, okay, let me put one sack for you so that you can leave me in peace. So I put one sack, because I was trained how to mix the soil with manure so that soil become more fertile. When I put one sack, it did well. And then I decided, no, now this vegetable are here. Let me take this vegetable and give it to my chicken. So I start seeing the benefit of that sack. I decided to put another sack. Within no time, those sacks were doing well. Then I fence a small space and put like more than 25 sacks. And then after that, people, my neighbors started appreciating this kind of farming. Now, all of my neighbors started planting those kind of sacks.
From 2008 to 2011, Solidarité International reached in total over 44,000 households with their activities. But who are usually the urban farmers?
Mostly we can see women engage more activities than men, because you find that women are the backbone of the family, and they normally appreciate the programs, and they are easily engaged in more programs than men, because they are the one who are being left behind with the children. They are the one who normally sees the burden of the family, and also they are the one who are taking more responsibility at household. And you find that more men normally go out to find casual jobs.
To the diverse benefits of urban farming, it also has many challenges. Questions of space, especially in a time where slum upgrading seems to be one of the new buzzwords in the development community, and the availability of water and materials are a constant companion of urban farmers in Nairobi.
The main challenge in urban farming is space. Availability of materials like soil, manure for making soil fertile, and also space for putting up the seedlings. Because for urban farming to continue or to take part, we have to have a demonstration site. And this demonstration site must be taken care of by the community themselves.
Furthermore, Kibera is the home of a huge number of NGOs. Unfortunately, not all of them are really aiming at the improvement of living standards.
Because you'll find here in Kibera, we have more than 1,000 organizations, but a big percentage of this organization, we call it the briefcase organization, which means they are just there to be seen, to collect funds, but they don't benefit the community. They start a project, after a short while, that project will not proceed.
Compared to many other projects in the world of development cooperation, Solidarité International managed to introduce a sustainable change in Kibera. Even after the end of their project, people still engage in the urban farming. So what is their recipe for success?
Before the Solidarité's exit, we tried to leave this project to the community, for them to own the project. We train the successful beneficiary to be like a model beneficiary as a social worker. We train many beneficiaries to be a social worker, whereby they train some other beneficiary and they are being paid some small fees by the beneficiaries. They make their concoction pesticide. They train the beneficiaries. Even when we find another group want to be trained by the solidarities, we pick those successful beneficiaries to go and train them. So we create job for them.
With this example of a successful urban farming initiative, I would like to say goodbye to you and thank you for listening. Asanteni sana, kwakusi kilisa na kwaheri. This segment is part of an audio series highlighting the importance of communication as a major tool for development. It has been produced with the support of the World Association of Community Broadcasters and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
Like Nelson Mandela, stand tall like a pyramid, so, so courageous, no place I'd rather be. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. There's no place I'd rather be. Oh, na, na, na. Live and die.